Hi, I'm Andrew Sobel. My new book, All for One, 10 Strategies for Building Trusted Client Partnerships, is based on 5 years of research with several dozen of the world's leading services firms. I'm going to try to summarize the key themes from the book for you in about 5 minutes. Several years ago, I was interviewing a CEO about his most trusted relationships with external service providers. In talking about one particular firm, he said, quote, "They've built many strong relationships with our people, and they consistently add value. I know that we get the best that their firm has to offer. I really view them as a long-term partner in growing our business," unquote. What the CEO was describing is what I call a trusted client partnership. Some organizations refer to them as Office of the Chairman accounts. Others call them flagship clients. They are broad, deep, and endure for years. They invariably contribute a disproportionately large share of revenues, profits, and intellectual capital. Becoming an individual trusted advisor is a terrific accomplishment. But if you want to harness your organization to add more value and engage with clients who are steadily reducing the number of firms that they are willing to do business with, you need to aspire to the next level, which is trusted partner. But how do you get there? What are the ingredients of these long-term institutional relationships? In researching my new book, All for One, 10 Strategies for Building Trusted Client Partnerships, I found that there are 10 essential strategies that you need to implement in order to consistently develop and sustain these extraordinarily valuable relationships. I'm going to express these strategies as a series of shifts required to move you from steady supplier to trusted partner. Let's start with the first five, which must be driven mainly by the individual relationship manager. Strategy one, from agenda reacting to agenda setting. When you react to the client's agenda, you wait for the order. When you become an agenda setter, you invest to develop a deep understanding of their business, and you proactively engage them in value-added conversations about their most essential priorities and goals. Strategy two, from networking to building relationship capital. Networking is about the many, about adding new people to your contact list and superficially staying in touch with lots of people. Building relationship capital means focusing on the critical few, the 15 or 20 key relationships that can truly make a difference, and nurturing these. Strategy three, from selling to executive engagement. Selling means following a rigid five-step process, handling objections, and trying to close. Executive engagement is about engaging a senior decision maker in a thoughtful dialogue about his or her critical issues and then building trust in your capacity to address them. Strategy four, from individual to institutional relationships. Trusted partnerships are built on multiple trusted advisor relationships, what I call many-to-many relationships, and they require the relationship manager to be a door opener, not a gatekeeper. Strategy five, from core value to multiple layers of value. You must deliver what you promise, but in trusted client partnerships, the advisor does more. He or she adds institutional value and personal value, tangible value and intangible value, the expected core value, but also surprise value. These next five strategies must be mainly driven by the firm. Strategy six, from opportunism to strategic client targeting. High-impact client relationships develop when you're working with the right client, the right executive, and on the right issue. Saying no becomes just as important as saying yes. Ralph Schrader, chairman and CEO of Booz Allen Hamilton, put it this way. Trusted partnerships begin with a senior client who is highly ambitious and sees himself on a bigger stage. You become a partner in helping him to achieve his goals. Strategy seven, from ad hoc professional development to a client leadership pipeline. You cannot hire young professionals and hope that someday they will magically become capable of managing CEO relationships. The best organizations invest in a systematic development pipeline to develop and support their client-facing professionals. Strategy 8, from individual silos to collaborative effort. A collaborative all-for-one and one-for-all culture is the foundation on which you build trusted client partnerships. Individual disconnected experts who work in silos just cannot do it. Strategy 9, from market research to what I call multi-level client listening. Firms that consistently build these large institutional relationships use at least 5 different channels to tune into their clients. Informal ad hoc feedback is not sufficient. These include independent review processes, CEO to CEO meetings, and client forums. Strategy 10, from consistent delivery to a unique client experience. Many firms say they offer a unique client experience or a differentiated experience, but clients don't often perceive it as such. In the future, the ability to add more value during client interactions while increasing ease of use will be essential. Leading services firms accomplish this, for example, by increasing transparency, augmenting dialogue, allowing clients to define their desired relationship experience, and also changing the physical relationship experience environment.